We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Everyone is watching Hurricane Michael. Overnight, the storm strengthened to Category 4 level. John Boyer is the meteorologist at the Richmond Times-Dispatch, and he joins us now with the latest. John, what do you expect to see happen over the next 24, 48 hours, and how does this impact us?
Hey, good morning, John.
Good morning.
The immediate concern is what's going to happen there on the Florida Panhandle.
Yeah.
This afternoon is when we're looking at that landfall near Panama City. There's probably not going to be any kind of dramatic weakening before this happens. It's closing in fast. So early to mid-afternoon hours, that's when the eye comes on shore. Sustained winds there, 140 miles per hour. And the wind is kind of within that narrow zone near the eye. But some areas, even as far away as Apalachicola, could be inundated by 13 feet of storm surge. And I don't think they've seen a storm like that in recent memory.
Now,
it's going to move quickly up through the interior southeast, so over places like Macon, Georgia. The winds are going to be dropping as it goes, but there's going to be some very heavy rain in there. And then by the time we get to Thursday night, it's probably a tropical storm passing over eastern North Carolina. The track doesn't go over Richmond, but the heaviest rain is going to be on the northwestern side of it. So we're going to be getting a wave of heavy rain Thursday evening into early Friday morning. It may only last 8 hours, 12 hours tops, but that rate is going to be intense. So that could create problems for us. By Friday morning, it's out of here. It's off the Virginia Capes, but we could also feel strong wind gusts picking up even as the skies clear out.
Now, put it in perspective for us, the totals for the rainfall, do you expect them to be more than a couple of inches?
Yeah, that chance is there. We are looking at the heaviest rain in Virginia, probably just southeast of the Richmond metro area in a zone from, say, Emporia to the Tri-Cities to Williamsburg up to Accomack. That's where you could be talking about isolated amounts up to 8 inches, but at least widespread 2 to 5. Richmond, I think a few inches are likely, but we could exceed that even with just a tiny shift north because that rainfall is on a gradient. So some areas north of the metro, you get up north of Ashland towards Fredericksburg, you may only be talking about an inch or two. So you kind of see the really narrow division we're dealing with in these totals. But I would not at all be surprised to see somewhere southeast of Richmond getting something in the neighborhood of 8 inches from this storm. And if you're talking about getting that in 8 hours, that's when you have problems.
Yeah. That's when we could see some flooding. All right, so it's good to be aware of that. Now, let me put you on the spot a little bit. It's not just you.
Okay.
All of us, we were, you know, almost declaring the end of the world a couple of weeks ago when Florence was coming. And then, you know, the people of North Carolina, I'm sure, are not happy. But we dodged the bullet. We escaped. Is there any way that this thing starts to drop off before it hits Florida this afternoon? I mean, are we going to have a repeat? Any chance that it's a repeat of what we experienced a couple of weeks ago for them?
You know, it's always really tempting to play comparisons with hurricanes, but these are behaving pretty differently. Florence, the problem there was how slow it was. And Michael's going to be moving much more quickly. Its forward speed right now is 13 miles per hour. We're less than 6 hours from landfall, maybe. So as far as its weakening, I don't think that's really going to happen in any serious fashion. And then its forecast track is reasonably confident. I don't think we're looking at some kind of miss where it goes so far to the east or so far to the north that Virginia doesn't get anything. We're going to get some rain out of this. And just something to keep in mind, too, we're talking about Thursday night being the focus of that heaviest rain. You see, I'm sure, the forecast icon on your phone saying rain on Thursday. But for most of the day Thursday, I don't think it's going to be that steady sideways rain you might have in mind. I think during the daytime hours, it's on and off.
Okay.
And as far as those rainfall amounts in Virginia, we could see a shift of 10 or 20 miles making a big difference in whether your backyard is 2 inches or 6 inches. But the point is that somebody in the state is going to get amounts that could lead to flash flooding overnight. overnight flash flooding is dangerous. So that's why the Weather Service has posted a flash flood watch already for points along Highway 460 and points south.
Yeah. Well, this is the science of it. It's a dynamic thing, and we appreciate you always giving your best shot at it, and we'll monitor it as the week unfolds. John Boyer, the meteorologist at the Times-Dispatch, always appreciate your insight. Thanks, John.
You're welcome. Be careful.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.